This whole universe has two dimensions. One is materialistic, and the other is spiritual. We are not bodies in which the soul exists, but we are souls which have a body. This soul is the foundation of the universe. There are some things in the world to which science does not have any answers. Science has detected that there are many atoms millions of miles away in space which are influenced by the thought waves generated by human beings. We don't know why these atoms behave in such a way. Now science is trying to tell you about the truth which is called spirituality.
Spirituality kya hai dost? What do you mean by spirituality?
It is a science which is still the human being is not understood, is trying to understand.
It is ultimately finding peace within yourself.
Spirituality, it deals with the spirit.
I just know one thing, become a good human being or else you'll become a devil.
Spirituality is what? Getting the right values and the right attitudes ultimately.
Spirituality is a direct blessing from God.
To love, to give, and to serve.
To generate happiness in someone's heart, to make someone happy, this is the best charity. This is what spirituality is.
Science and spirituality are two sides of the same coin.
Spirituality and science are no two different things. They are not separate.
Spirituality is also a science actually. See, mere science without spirituality will only create monsters. Last century alone, millions of people have been killed by wars fought in the name of defending peace, religion and God. No God, no religion says you have to kill others to preserve their religions. Richer the country, they live in more fear, greater fear. In these days, you know, this violence and these minor conflicts and wars can lead to a possibility of nuclear weapons being used by someone or the other. Some madcap can always press the wrong button, which means, you know, there's destruction of lakhs and lakhs of people, and the amount of weapons, nuclear weapons that are available can destroy the whole mankind, all life forms on the planet many times over.
But why these adverse situations?
How can we escape from these situations? Will the existing time change?
Who can change time?
Is it you and me or someone else?
Possible. Impossible. Practicable, impracticable. Can be done, cannot be done.
One person cannot do it.
One person can never do it.
I don't think so. It's not one's cup of tea.
Cannot change by one person.
No, everybody has to pitch in and do it together.
Cannot change.
Can't change it.
It's not possible for one person to change it.
because it's too complex.
It can never happen.
It is not in the capacity of one person.
Impractical.
One person can't change the situation of the entire world.
Some believe that there is nothing one man or one woman can do against the enormous array of the world's ills, against misery, against ignorance and injustice and violence.
There are weaknesses in everyone. There are two sides to everything. Half are good, the other half bad. No matter how thin the coin is, there are two sides for it as well.
Yet many of the world's greatest events, the world's greatest movements of thoughts and actions, have flowed from the work of a single individual. A young monk began the Protestant Reformation. And it was a young woman who reclaimed the territory of France. It was a loincloth-clad Gandhi who brought the British Empire to its knees. While a brave man named Mandela led the chains that broke the shackles of apartheid. "Give me a place to stand," said Archimedes, "and I will move the world." Throughout history, there have existed men and women who've literally shaped and moved our world, who have charted new directions for human development. The 21st century was one that brought a massive change on Earth. The technological speed of change accelerated very fast, making the world a smaller place to live in. We continue to witness the breakdown of governments, large organizations, and social structures. More than ever before, there is a need for a new way of leading. A leadership that is exemplary, that is based on strong values and elevated principles. The new paradigm that will transport us into a brighter future is the servant leader. A person who combines with such ease humility and authority, love and determination. For all of us who aspire to be leaders, who aspire to a higher way of leading and being, this is the story of a woman who is more than a role model. This story will inspire you, touch you, and motivate you to great heights of leadership and personal commitment. At first sight, Dadi Prakashmani, fondly known as Dadiji, is the most unlikely of leaders. Yet in her presence, great things happen. Her title is Administrative Head of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization, but she is much more than that.
Dadi has no hidden agenda, no personal motive, and so really she's an instrument, and she'll never say I'm a leader or I'm the head of the organization. She'll always feel she's an instrument and it's God who's directing everything. And so when somebody is completely detached and has no motive for the self at all, then the touchings that come from above are very clearly received. And so when Dadi gives instructions, then it's not her mind that's speaking. Really, she's a channel for the divine.
A global organization committed to helping individuals change their lives and serve the world through meditation and the exploration of spiritual principles. As a spiritual leader, she reminds each one of us that there is so much goodness within each soul.
She has an incredible vision for a better world, and that each individual can contribute to that by making their own lives more peaceful, more loving, and more positive. And really, it's not just an intellectual vision, it's from her heart. And so many, I would say tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, have listened to her in all corners of the world and felt quite inspired.
She is a dedicated servant, tirelessly working towards creating a better future for all humankind.
She's inspiring not only the leaders, but the masses. And that is the quality of a leader. You can inspire everyone. I have seen her interacting with the politicians of India, practically, like Gyani Zel Singh, Rajiv Gandhi, Mrs. Sonia Gandhi, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee, and L.K. Advani, George Fernandez, and many, many other politicians.
At the age of 83, this extraordinary woman has such an impact. What drives her?
As it is, in life, the power of the soul and faith in God are two great powers. However, I have seen that along with these two powers, Dadiji constantly has one thought, and that is each soul in the entire world experiences peace and happiness.
What inspires her?
Dadiji is so spiritually elevated. She has got so much power that she literally speaks to God, and she wants to spread out God's direct message to the whole world. What is the secret of her success?
I would say that selfless, unconditional love for anyone who comes across, whether he is a very, very important person or ordinary person, without expecting anything in return. That's life, you know, that's only a divine being is capable of that.
Where did it all start? The seeds of this leadership were sown many years ago, in 1936, in Karachi, Sindh, when this huge organization was just a small spiritual group called Om Mandli, which was headed by Brahma Baba, the founder of the organization. For 14 years, a group of 300 people lived as a self-sufficient community, spending their time in meditation and self-development. Dadi Prakashmani was one of them.
Baba
started a small spiritual gathering called Om Mandali. I began to go there regularly. On my very first day, not even the next day, I had a very powerful experience. Satsang mein baithi, Baba Om ki duni ki first day. Baba was standing and chanting Om. Aise khada tha aur Om ki duni kar raha tha. And I went and sat in front of him in the spiritual gathering. He looked at me, and that very first glance was so powerful that I forgot the world completely.
She was one of those fortunate young girls who received expert training from Brahma Baba on the inspiration of the divine. It was this 14 years of intense study
that made Dadi what she is today. Soon, she blossomed into a capable and efficient spiritual teacher. Then, in 1969, she was handed over the responsibility of the organization. Little did they know that this group of 300 individuals would one day grow to the size of a worldwide organization. Today, the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization has about 6,000 branches all over the world in over 90 countries. In addition to this, in 1980, the university received affiliation to the Department of Public Information of the United Nations as a non-governmental organization. And in 1983, it was granted consultative status on the roster of the UN Economic and Social Council. Outreach service projects became global. And in 1986, the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization launched its first international project, the Million Minutes of Peace Appeal, inviting people all over the world to donate time in peaceful thoughts. Over 1 billion minutes were collected from 120 countries. In 1987, the organization received 6 national and 1 international Peace Messenger Awards from the UN in New York. It was also granted consultative status with UNICEF. Following this, a second project took place in 1988.
Global cooperation for a better world.
Global cooperation for a better world. Which reached into 129 countries. And asked people to create their personal vision of a better world. All this is really very hard to believe. It seems as if, miraculously, this organization has become a living beacon of hope for all sorts of people in different spheres of life. How can an old woman, with the help of some eminent minds, really manage all of this? How is it possible?
Zindagi ek safar hai, raaste mushkil hi sahi, hausle ghar hai manzile phir
our hands to make a
See, Dadi has been able to carry along with her. They had a very dedicated team of senior Dadis, some of whom are of her own age, some of them even maybe older to her in age, and they have been in the movement along with her. By her own qualities of leadership, she has been able to inspire a willing cooperation from all of them. And there is no question of her giving orders to someone and then they are following. What amazed about this organization is, there is nobody commanding anything. Just, you know, by their own example, all the Dadis, particularly Dadi Prakash Maniji, has been inspired thousands of young sisters and brothers. Not only in India, I have seen abroad, the same type of dedication you find all over the world.
त्यागी बनना होगा और तपस्वी. त्याग और तपस्या, ये दो साधन है.
Dadiji chose to operate by spiritual principles and values. The driving force of her life is not to satisfy an ego, but to serve and fulfill God's task. Dadiji, a strict adherent to the principle of leadership through example, what I mean to say is that if an individual leads his life on the basis of spirituality from morning till evening and evening till morning, it means he lives in the spirit. He has the awareness of his soul. And if he has the awareness of the soul, he must also be having the awareness of God at the same time. And if one has the awareness of God, he must also be having the awareness of the foundation of the whole universe. And that is love, affection, compassion. Dadiji is a living testimony to the power of a pure intention and a generous spirit of service. She has a grueling schedule. A typical day with Dadi includes spiritual study class, meeting with individuals, talks and more meetings. And yes, she has time to play, laugh and celebrate.
Dadi is so light and Dadi will play with us. And there was a time when Daddy's health permitted her to play badminton with us. There was a time when I remember her playing cricket with us. Just imagine. And at that time, there's no sense of being a senior and somebody else being a junior. But no, we're spiritual friends, and so we're together. And at another time, I remember people bringing little toys to show her. And she'll play with them and be like a child. And so Dadi has that amazing capacity for setting aside all burdens and responsibilities and leaving it to God. And yet, of course, she's responsible, but yet being carefree and just being a child in God's home, in God's lap.
See who has come. Father also came. Celebrate with joy and happiness.
Oh, dekho kaun aaya, Sat Baba bhi aaya.
She has tremendous energy. Where does all this energy come from? What is the source which empowers her?
Supreme Being.
Point of Light.
Direct God.
Point of Light.
One single power.
The Supreme Soul.
Brilliant, beautiful light.
The One.
Point of Light.
Point of Light. Energy. God.
Hey, Baba. Namah. Ruhani Batuki. Ruhani
Bako. Baba, which means the Supreme Soul, is never far from her lips. To her, there is nothing more important than developing and nurturing this relationship with God.
And I do feel that meditation can not only reach you to a different level of peace or remove the mental tension, but it can also make you a better human being. It can also make you see things with a vision that a lot more people around you cannot see because they're so stuck in their daily routine of life and the superficial, materialistic ways of the world.
In addition to her administrative duties, Dari considers herself to be a spiritual server. It is her daily spiritual practices that sustain her and give her this energy.
I'm struck most by Dadiji's capacity to give. It seems endless. She has a schedule that would cripple someone a quarter her age, and yet if you come in front of her, it's as if you're the only person in the world. The problem that was before, or the problem that's about to come, you'd never know. She's 100% present. And I guess the thing that I know I love the most, and so many others that I know, is the way that she looks deeply, deeply into our souls and just sees what's pure. And that's called Drishti.
Inspiring through example, motivating minds with love and humility, infusing by her endless courage, guiding with patience. Encouraging others to reach for the highest in themselves through tireless support and unlimited zeal. Never setting limits to the possibilities of truth.
Learning to understand myself more deeply. These things are, I think, virtues which I have only understood when I went to meet Dadi.
She is always available for help and consultation.
Baba say, give peace, take peace. Give love, take love. Give happy, take happy.
With her passion and commitment, this extraordinary woman has created an aura where individuals can receive spiritual nourishment. Seeing not the color, age, gender, profession or religion of any person, but only the spirit within, emphasizing that humility and altruism can only be fostered through a genuine vision of brotherhood.
Dadiji ko.
Dadiji is always concerned about the necessities of the people who work for us, and she makes it sure that whenever they need anything, it is provided to them. Likewise, when they need blankets in winter, it is taken care. In summer, the water, when it is an acute shortage, our tankers go and provide them the water. And particularly at certain times when we do not have our own source of water supply, we get it from outside. And she makes it sure that water, which is the basic necessity for life, is provided to them. Therefore, Dadiji is always concerned that poor people should be taken care, and someone who has an attitude of universal brotherhood and has an unlimited family would always think like this, and Dadiji has those natural feelings for every one of us.
Vishu hi behad ka parivar hai.
She sets no limits to benevolence and is able to generate a mutual energy of love and respect with whomsoever she meets.
Chand lamhon ke liye.
For a few moments, whatever problems, sorrows, situations we have in our life, they're all washed away by meeting her. All the dirt which is accumulated on our soul is washed off. She really is a unique personality. We can learn a lot from this spiritual lighthouse. Today, it is rare to find leaders who are not constantly embroiled in leadership and power struggles.
Who doesn't want to live in a healthy society, in a happy world? But that has to be created through very, very special effort making. And she is the leader of that quality, that under all odds, under any circumstances, she inspires the young, she inspires the old, she inspires the youth, she inspires the children. Everyone feels so close to her. That is her loving nature.
लेकिन कभी एक मात्रा बदलो इच्छा के बदले शब्द रखो मुझे.
If you have the quality of giving instead of expecting something, then how great your life can become. So expectations bind a person, whereas by giving, you not only become a flying bird, but an angel.
Dadiji plays her given role of spiritual leader, but considers herself to be a world server. Often, many people remark that when Dadiji enters a room, everyone in the room becomes united and puts their differences to one side, and a powerful feeling of one family descends upon all.
There is tremendous love, so much affection, so much warmth in her eyes. She just raises her hands and blesses through her eyes, and we have the feeling that our lives have become successful.
The time will come when the illusions of this world, the peacelessness of this world, the conflict and war in this world will all come to an end, and the world of love, peace and happiness will definitely be established. It will surely be established.
A leader is one who carries his followers to such great heights that one cannot distinguish who is the leader. True leaders carry people with them. They make others as great as they are. They empower others. this sweet individual, Dadi Prakashmani, has shown us a new way of living and a new way of being.
I would like to give this message to the whole nation and to the whole world. If each one truly remembers this mantra of love, purity, peace and happiness, that is, have love, have peace, have purity, and you will experience immense happiness. There is no nourishment like that of happiness. Be happy and make others happy. Happiness is the greatest gift in life. Be happy, be prosperous.
Khush raho, abad raho.
Her invitation to all of us is to rediscover the peace and power inside us.
Dadiji, you have made a great contribution to humanity. You have done so much which perhaps no one could have done in these few years.
Dadi's heart is so big and generous that she'd like to give away everything to the world.
By coming closer to Dadiji, our hearts are filled with happiness. We get great support of Dadiji's blessings.
Dadiji, you are a goddess of easy nature.
Dadiji, you are so good, so kind, and so sweet.
The feelings and emotions that we get when we meet her is a blessing which I have received from her.
I have the feeling with Dadi that she's really my friend, my mother, my grandmother.
Dadiji, you are a loving mother.
What more should one expect? A person of your stature, so near and dear to my heart. Dadiji, I wish you a very, very long and healthy life.
Dadiji, when you call us your friends, it moves us very deeply. And we have the question, well, how can we give you the return of what you have given us with such love? And I know that the real return is that just as you are so continually close to God, I have to be the same, then I can serve in the same way. Thank you.